Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you, we bless your holy name, we exalt you, we magnify your name. Thank you, our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Shield, our Buckler, our Fortress. Thank you, the Spirit of the Living God, the one that dwells within us, the one that strengthens, guides, and directs our path. We say glory be unto your name, Lord. Everlasting Father, Lord, we commit today's broadcast into your hands. And we pray, Lord, that indeed you will breathe upon it, that we bring forth salvation of souls, it will bring forth healing, it will bring forth deliverance, it will draw us closer and closer to you, more than before, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everlasting Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for those who are walking behind the scene to bring this broadcast live. We say glory be unto your holy name, Lord. Thank you for their life. Continue to use them mightily for your glory in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear beloved, you are welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. I thank God for your life. I thank God for that which is doing for you, with you, through you, and by you. The Almighty God will continue to keep you, guide you, and direct you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today we are going to be discussing sustaining your crown of righteousness. The crown of righteousness that the Almighty God has designated for you, you will not miss it in the mighty name of Jesus. The grace for you to remain faithful to the end, He will release unto you in the name of Jesus. You will finish strong, you will not miss your heaven. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take my text from the book of 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4, and I'm reading from verse 1 to 8. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teachings, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who love his appearing. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are talking about having to sustain our crown of righteousness. And Apostle Paul was writing this to one of his sons, Timothy. And the first thing there you can see there is that for you to be able to sustain your crown of righteousness, you must be ready to be a soul winner. You must be ready to preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every one of us is called to preach the gospel. Inasmuch as you have given your life to Christ, you have that duty to preach the gospel. In that verse 2, it says, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. That means that at all times, whether you like it or not, whether it is raining, whether it is sunny, whether it is winter time and it's snowing, We have that responsibility to share the good news of our Lord with all around us. And may the Lord grant you the boldness to share the good news in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the Bible also makes us to understand that it is those who share the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ that are made wise. It tells us in the book of Daniel chapter 12 verse 3, say, and those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. So if you want to be like the stars forever and ever, a shining star, the one that is bright, then brothers and sisters, we have that duty to make sure that we share the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ with all that come in contact with us. And God will grant us that grace in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that we need to do so that we can get our reward is to ensure that we receive the word of God even with joy. The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew chapter 10, reading from verse 40. It says, whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. So each time you receive the word of God, you are receiving our Lord Jesus Christ into your life. So that when you hear the word of God, do not be like those who have itching ears, who want to determine the type of word of God they want to hear. In that passage that we read, 2 Timothy chapter 4, Apostle Paul was saying that, say, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. He said, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. He said, for the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching. So we need to embrace sound teaching. It's not just what we want to hear that matters. It's the truth. What is the word of God? We must be ready to embrace the full word of God, the complete word of God. Some of the word of God will come to us, we may not like it. But that does not mean that it's not the word of God. Some word of God will come, they will convict us, they will challenge us. Some will come, they will inspire us. Some will come, will motivate us. But brothers and sisters, all these are for our own good, and we need to embrace the word of God with joy, no matter what. Praise the Lord. You must also be ready to use the gift that God has given us. The gift he has given us, we must be ready to use it for his glory. He has given us those gifts for a reason, for his kingdom endeavors. And inasmuch as we are using it for his kingdom endeavors, the Lord is ready to give us more and more. He's ready to increase us. The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew chapter 25, reading from verse 23. He says, his master said to him, well done. I pray that the Lord will be able to say to you and I, well done. He said, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. So you have been faithful over a little. The little you are faithful, the gifting he has given unto you, the more you begin to use it, the more it will increase you. And I pray that the Lord will grant you the grace for you to know that when you are using your talent, your gift in the house of God, it's not just for the benefit of the house of God, but greatly more for your own benefit. Because it helps to guarantee your crown of righteousness. Another thing that we need to know for us to sustain our crown of righteousness is that we must be ready to show kindness to all, everyone that comes in contact with us, whether they are thankful people or not. The Bible tells us in the book of Luke chapter 6, verse 35, it says, but love your enemies, and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Be merciful. Show mercy to people, not only those who have done you good. Don't give people things because they've given you before. So if they've not given you before, you will not give them anything. Brothers and sisters, he said, do good and expect nothing. Expect nothing. So whether they even thank you for the ones you have given them or not, continue to do good. And as you are doing so, the Almighty God will reward you. He will reward you your crown of righteousness. You will not miss it in the mighty name of Jesus. You are also required to love those who hate you, those who persecute you. He tells us in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. Matthew 5, verse 44, he says, "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." You never can tell. Those who persecute you can also become the generals of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul was persecuting the Christian. He supervised the killing of Stephen. But at the end of the day, today we are talking about him. He is one of the generals that God has used in the kingdom work. So brothers and sisters, pray for them. Pray that the Lord will deliver them. Pray that the Lord will open their eyes to the truth. Pray that the Lord will grant them the gift of salvation. Continue to pray for those who hate you, because you should know that it is not them, but it's the spirit behind it. Because every action of man, there is a spirit behind it. So it's that spirit that you need to banish from their life. And God has given you the power to do so. And I pray you begin to exercise such powers in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing is that temptation will come, but you must be ready to endure those temptations. You must be ready to endure the temptation. The Bible tells us in the book of James, James chapter 1, verse 12, he said, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trials." So when trials and temptation come, be steadfast. He said, "For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." So brothers and sisters, trials will come, challenges will come, but that is not the time for you to curse God. In fact, there is no time for you to curse God. That should be the time for you to praise him more than ever, the time for you to worship him more than ever, the time for you to pray more than ever, the time for you to witness, to evangelize. Tell the people about the goodness of God. Don't worry whether people will say, "A physician, heal thyself." Don't worry. People will say whatever they want to say, but you continue to tell them about the goodness of God. Even when trials and pains are surrounding you, know that God is with you, because God has said it, that we never leave you nor forsake you. And then we must also be ready never to deny Christ. Do not deny him. The Bible tells us in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, reading from verse 12, he said, "If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us." You don't want to be denied by our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, let us not deny him. Let us proclaim him as our God. Let us tell the world about the goodness of our God. And the more we tell them about the goodness of our God, the more God begins to move on our behalf. I pray that we have the grace and the strength to tell the world about him, and he will move on our behalf in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I also want us to know finally that we must be good examples. Be good examples at all times. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 2 says, "Shepherd the flocks of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God will have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, being examples for the flocks." Brothers and sisters, let us be good example, and God will help us. Even this day, as you have heard this message, you are not too sure about your salvation, I want to give you the opportunity to give your life to Christ. Just say after me, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen." Father, Lord, I commit your children to your hands, and I prophesy unto them this day. I say, it is well with you in the morning. Is well with you at daytime, is well with you at nighttime. Whatever you lay your hands upon shall prosper. It will go from strength to strength, from glory to glory. So shall it be in Jesus' name. continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Most High. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.